Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe fires to first and picks off Backman. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Say moves to second. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to third. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a line drive towards second. Backman catches it and tags Bauer out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Darling moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Say strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0-for-1 in the game. Darling takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Darling and he is out, Backman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive towards the mound. Sutcliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra pinch hits for Ron Darling. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutcliffe bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heap. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball towards left. Matthews catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Foster throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Moreland trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sutcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.